Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Cut to the bone. Calf reduction is in the news. Published in The Week in China. Read to you by Cliff Larson. When Zhiqing, the last factory producing shoes for bound feet, marked its closure in 1999 by donating 8 pairs of wooden lasts, i.e. the models used for repairs, to the Heilongjiang Museum of Ethnography, a page in China's woman's history was thought to have turned. With foot binding, the notorious practice that reduced upper-class women's feet into tiny arched objects, relegated to the past, mothers and daughters would no longer have to subject their bodies to a warped standard of beauty. But it turns out that modern Chinese women have found another radical way to rearrange their natural form to achieve what they see as an alluring look. Known as calf neurectomy, the operation involves severing the nerves behind the knees that control the calf muscles. This leads the latter to receive fewer flex signals and atrophy over time. Originating in South Korea to meet the demands of women with muscular calves, calf reduction as a treatment is meant to create slimmer legs that are perceived to look more elegant with dresses, skirts, shorts, and boots. Recently, calf neurectomy has drawn widespread attention across China due to the mushrooming of advertisements for the procedure on social media platforms. Typical promotion material features photos of 2 pairs of lower legs, purportedly before and after the surgery. Below the images, Mrs. Yang from Shanghai, age 55, lower legs shrunk by 2.5 centimeters 15 days after the operation, with the hard muscles toned down. A recent checkup shows a reduction of 4 to 5 centimeters. She's ready for another leg-straightening treatment in April. Smiley face emoticon. One can become pretty regardless of age. Another smiley face emoticon. On Sina Weibo, the discussion chains about calf neurectomy have surpassed 350 million, making it one of the top trending topics. Netizens' responses range from disbelief to downright abhorrence. "It's not the legs that need fixing, but the human brain," commented one Weibo user, referring to the people who are attempting the treatment. "Mutilating yourself in order to look good? This sounds freaking awful," remarked another. While advocates say calf neurectomy can create more lasting results than other methods to slim down the legs, such as Botox injections, the flip side is that the damage it can do to the legs is irreversible. Without that calf muscle supporting surrounding ligaments and bones, the burden of basic movements such as walking will be shifted to one's ankles, knee joints, and even hip joints, creating back pain, Yang Tieyi, a professor at the Medical School of Shanghai, told Phoenix TV, which has recently produced a feature dedicated to the subject. "Besides, you'll have trouble standing for even just a short while, as well as climbing. That would make life very difficult. Neither can you walk briskly," he added. What makes calf neurectomy even more counterproductive is that it might trigger hypertrophy or other compensatory responses from surrounding muscles or fat, causing the post-operative legs to grow in size again. Yang said such destructive surgery was not supposed to be available at any public hospitals in China. A report by the Beijing Youth Daily on May 24th, however, noted that calf neurectomy was among the 10 most searched subjects on Soyoung, a digital platform that specializes in selling cosmetic surgery packages. For instance, a Beijing-based medical institution has sold 80 such surgeries, costing as much as 60,000 renminbi, or $9,406 each, so far this year. Positive mentions of calf neurectomy have been choked off since various state media, including the People's Daily, strongly criticized the practice. The debate has put the spotlight on appearance anxiety, a growing social malaise in China. In an op-ed entitled, "Wake Up, Please! Stop Wasting Money on Self-Injury," the People's Daily highlighted concepts such as palm-sized face and A4 paper waist and birdie legs, and admonished them as setting a stifling standard of beauty. The fact that they have become so mainstream has put undue pressure on impressionable youngsters, it added, many of whom are struggling with their body image and self-esteem. A distorted sense of beauty is, of course, to be blamed for the popularity of damaging plastic surgeries, but service providers that overemphasize the value of physical beauty while fanning appearance anxiety are equally alarming. Quite a lot of people suffering from such pressure end up on operating tables, undertaking makeovers that are potentially risky and come with complications, lambasted the newspaper. Last year, a 22-year-old man from Jiangsu province, looking to increase his height to 1.8 meters, went abroad for surgery that claimed it could make him taller. The result was severe bone and leg infections that robbed him of his ability to walk. Other bizarre surgeries include creating elven ears by injecting hyaluronic acid and injecting bone cement or polymethyl methacrylate, widely used for implant fixation in orthopedic and trauma operations, into the skull to create a peaked head shape. According to Soyoung, which went public on NASDAQ in 2019, the number of people that had underwent plastic surgery in mainland China reached 15.2 million last year. That represented a compound annual growth rate of 53% since 2018. A majority were women aged between 20 and 35. Nose jobs were the most popular treatment. Last year, China's plastic surgery market reached 197.5 billion renminbi. That's $30.5 billion in sales, accounting for 17% of the world's total, China Daily reported. Deloitte, a leading professional service firm, expects the number to reach $48 billion by 2023. That doesn't look like an outlandish prediction. 3.6% of Chinese had a cosmetic procedure in 2019 versus 20.5% in South Korea and 16.6% in the U.S.